T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Doc, I want to start with a major report that CBS did last night and this morning about Zantac. A lot of people reach out to Zantac for help with their heartburn. And in essence, what the report is saying is that there are lab results that are indicating that the base ingredient in Zantac in our bodies, somehow our bodies turn it into a carcinogen, NDMA. The question is, oh my gosh, should we just stop taking this stuff? 3 pharmacies have pulled it from their shelves.
I do believe that at this point in time, with that information, you need to stop taking that. There needs to be more studies, obviously.
Sure.
And what does this mean long term? People suffer from heartburn and reflux, and that's why people take ranitidine. There are multiple other drugs out there that can replace. I am hesitantly telling patients to switch to the generic form of Pepcid and cimetidine, but if you listen, or it's actually Pepcid and Tagamet, which are famotidine and cimetidine. And if you think about ranitidine, which is the base product in Zantac, they sound chemically similar. So, like I said, hesitantly saying that.
What do you tell people who've been taking it for a long time who are now maybe experiencing anxiety of what does that mean? Have I already done damage?
So the problem is that I don't think we've actually seen direct correlation with actual cancers as of yet. I mean, there was a study that came out with a very popular acid reducer, omeprazole, associated with some gastric cancers in the past. And when you look at the data, it's not clear that there's a direct correlation. So I would just say, you know, right now, stop. We will monitor you. You have symptoms. We test you to find out if there's something going on, if you have symptoms that are concerning for a cancer.
So if it's got ranitidine in it, stay away from it right now.
At this point, I would say yes.
All right. The other thing that's going on is all of a sudden these signs are popping up everywhere. Come get your flu shot here. Should we be getting the flu shot?
Absolutely. It's time to get the flu shot. It is time. I got mine actually yesterday.
It's not too early.
I do not think it is too early.
Yeah, because the concern is we're still in flu season when the potency of the thing wears out in February.
Right. So I believe that there were some changes to the vaccine in the last 3 years that makes it a bit potent longer. I think we saw a very unusual flu season last year where we actually saw some fairly significant cases in March and April. Personally, we were still diagnosing flu in our office March and April. But I think there are also some pretty significant flu cases happening right now.
Really?
Really? Here? Now?
There were some reports of flu already. I haven't seen in Allegheny County as per se, but there are flu vaccines.
But overall, last year, how was that year for the flu in this region for you?
I think it was pretty significant flu season. I think the problem is we don't completely understand the flu still. I think viruses are very difficult to understand. Everyone has a very individual immune response, and so people respond differently to flu vaccines as they do respond to different diseases. And some of the actual deaths that we saw last year were hyper immune responses to the flu vaccine.
Well, you know, this time of year,
to the flu, not the flu vaccine. Sorry.
So this time of year, people start getting fall allergies, and they have to think, man, is this of allergies or am I coming down with the flu?
Correct. So looking at the difference between allergies and the flu, generally the flu is going to have all over muscle aches and an annoying cough, which could definitely be allergies. But then there's fever. And to be actually have flu, you have to have sore throat, fever, muscle aches, and cough. You've got to have at least 3 of those. So with allergies, it's more like itchy, scratchy throat, itchy, scratchy eyes, itchy, scratchy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drainage.
You get a lot of that this time of year? Do you notice a difference increase?
I think it's a bad season. It's ragweed.
Really?
If you look at the ragweed levels, they're evidently very high this year.
Well, we had all that rain on top of the wettest year on record. We were pacing to out wet that year, it slowed down a little bit, but that means anytime you have that kind of rain, you have the explosion of the growth and then the gases and pollens and wheat.
Right. And then right now you have piles of leaves and compost piles and things getting kicked up with that, and that's mold and the mold spores. And the mold spores are really involved in the fall allergies.
All right, so you can't avoid living life. What do you do?
So there are over-the-counter remedies that work very well. There are multiple different oral antihistamines that are non-sedating. Zyrtec is a branded name, Allegra is a branded name, Zizol is a branded name, and Claritin are branded. They all come in generic, except for Zizol. And they all work reasonably well. I obviously have my favorites. The one thing that people need to know is if you've been using an antihistamine on a regular basis for 6 to 12 to 18 months, you may have developed what we call a tachyphylaxis, meaning you've gotten used to that medication. So switching to a different antihistamine is actually the way to go because it might start working again.
Now, you said they come in generic. And
correct.
I've always been curious about this. You go into your local pharmacy, whichever one it may be, and next to Claritin is another product that the bottle almost looks identical.
So that's loratadine, yes. Yeah,
and it says that it's the local brand name. Is that stuff just as good as the brand name
I would
stuff?
Say generally, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, because it's usually also a lot cheaper.
Yes, I agree. I use generic antihistamines,
Really?
I recommend my patients to use generic antihistamines.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get, what was that,
tachyphylaxis.
Phylaxis.
Tachyphylaxis just
sounds
bad. That
means you've gotten used to the drug that you're taking. It happens with lots of drugs. The other drug that's very helpful that you can also get over the counter, and I have to admit, I started using it this allergy season for the first time in my life, is steroid nasal sprays. There are two generic steroid nasal sprays, Flonase and Nasalcord are the branded names. They're much cheaper when you buy the generic. And as long as you use them correctly, and you've got to use them every day, and they kind of kick in at about 4 to 7 days, they actually work really well.
Well, wait a minute. So should you use them preventatively?
If you know you have bad allergies and you know that the allergies mid-August, end of August are going to start, you can actually start the nasal spray preventive. You don't need to use the antihistamines preventively.
Okay. And as always, we appreciate your time and expertise, Doc. Hopefully it's not too busy a season for you.
No, it's all good. Thank you.
Now, about the soreness in my shoulder.
Oh, geez. Dr. Jennifer Priest, pediatrician, Allegheny Health Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.